The following is bonus content normally found on Patreon.com. We will be airing the first couple of episodes for free. To find the rest and more content, go to patreon.com/dastardlydecimalsystem and become a member. Alsterneth isn't the only lich that serves Vecna. There have been several in the past and present. There are even some he's on good terms with. Now, I love a good cup of tea. I partake of that love numerous times a day. In truth, I probably wouldn't make as many cups a day as I do if I actually finished the ones I prepared. But no, I put my mug down and instantly forget about it. So join me as I collect all of my forgotten teacups and give them and the kettle a good wash. This is Cleaning Up After Tea Time, and I'm the dishwasher, Caster Kane. Mothareen is the current leader of the Cult of Vecna. He runs the entirety of the church and sets the rules and guidelines for the worshippers. Mothareen is a skeletal lich, one forgoing the usual human coverings and disguises. Instead, he stays visible to the higher members of the church, a beacon of their praise and a reminder of the power and immortality that can come from worshipping Vecna. Unlike others within Vecna's order, past and present, Mothareen lacks the infamy. He isn't feared like a Serac, or respected like Kaz. He isn't shrouded in mystery like the Bronze Lich. Instead, he is known for his cunning method of corruption. This is done through the Scroll of Mothareen. The Scroll of Mothareen is a manifesto for the Cult of Vecna. It takes the life of Vecna and twists it, using these deceptions as the guiding principles for the entire church. The scroll depicts Vecna as a paragon student, a visionary man of the people and leader against tyranny. Not by choice, but by the will and the cry of the people. When injustice came to his hometown, Vecna stood up against it, not in war or attack, but in non-violent protests. When his enemies demanded secrets from Vecna, he denied them. When they starved him, Vecna survived 11 years without food or water. He was kept alive only by his passion and mental clarity. Vecna survived not for himself, but for his people. When his oppressors chopped his limbs and body parts off of Vecna, he still survived. When his followers tried to reassemble him, dark magic prevented them from succeeding. Only if they used the most purest of magic, those banned by your oppressors, would you succeed. The Scroll of Mothareen taught how the gods had stolen credit for Vecna's achievements. They ascended to godhood and had perverted the pantheon. Now was the time for rebellion. Now was the time to save the people from the evil of the gods. If you slay a commoner loyal to one of these gods, it's their evil that you slay and their soul that you free. When you maim a blacksmith, you rid them of their god's corruption. These acts are a demonstration of Vecna's goodness. These acts are proof of the corruption that the gods have caused. The gods are the reason for your suffering. The gods are the reason you have lost your family and friends. If the gods allow bad things to happen to good people, then that is proof enough that the gods do not care for us. That is proof that we, the people, need to be saved from the gods. And Vecna will be the one to save us all. In the world of Vecna's future, all that you have lost will be returned to you 1,000-fold. Mothareen's name may never reach the heights of a Serac or Kaz, but his effect on the multiverse will forever be felt for as long as the cult of Vecna exists. For as long as there are people lost, suffering, and without purpose, Vecna's cult will be there to take the weak-minded and lead them to a terrifying future. And this is because of the Scroll of Mothrain. Thank you for joining me while I clean up. It's always a boring task to do alone, and of course, Vega is never around during choring time. Join me next time for more stories and lore about the darkest villain from the darkest realm. I'm Caster Kane. Good night, safe travels, and the golem will show you to your portal. This episode is the first of a new series of bonus content found only on my Patreon. To hear more and get additional content like show notes, Dastardly Decimal System art, and even cat pics of Vega's voice actors, Fashion Zid. Members even get to suggest topics for future episodes. Find this and more at patreon.com/dastardlydecimalsystem. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.